William Ruto won with 50.49% of the votes against his closest opponent, Raila Odinga, who had 48.85%, according to the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission in August. Today, the 7-judge panel anonymously held that finding, dismissing Odinga's petition. While announcing the decision, Chief Justice Martha Koome said the petitioners failed to prove their claims that hackers had accessed the electoral body's website and deducted Odinga's votes and added them to Ruto's, along with others' irregularities.
This is a unanimous decision of the court, and we make the following orders. One, the presidential election petition number E005/2022 has consolidated with the presidential election petition numbers E001, 2, 3, 4, 7, and 8/2022 are hereby dismissed. As a consequence, we declare the election of the first respondent as president elect to be valid under Article 143 of the Constitution. This being a matter cutting across the public interest, we order that each party will bear their own cost.
Paul Kimani, a Kenyan living in Juba, welcomed the Supreme Court's decision.
Very happy. I'm okay. I'm ready to celebrate with whoever won. And we are ready for our president who will come in. And we continue with life, because whether who or who won, he remains a Kenyan citizen. Secondly, he remains to be a president. And if he serves well, he will serve all of us. If he serves poorly, he's serving all of us, no matter what party we supported.
Kimani says the Kenyan legal system has proved its ability to uphold true democracy and the rule of law, and urge Odinga to accept defeat and move on with life. Julius Mwangi, another Kenyan living in Juba, says the Supreme Court upheld the will of the people of Kenya.
The people voted and they decided on who they wanted to be the president of their country. So I can say we are very happy, and we wish the president-elect good health as he embark on building the nation.
Douglas Muho, another Kenyan living in Juba, says he was not expecting such a decision from the High Court, but had no choice but to accept.
Of course, it's not what I expected, but again, the ruling has been made, because the decision is not about the individual, but Kenyans. So as the court rules, we have no anything to object but to move on. And moreover, I think that Kenya, also we can manage our own issues. Whenever we are in problem, we can also make a decision.
William Ruto is expected to be sworn in as president on September 13. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.